Welcome to Sister Soldiers Unite, where we believe there are no strings strong enough to bound the spirit of a woman. Tune in every Tuesday this March for panel discussions and more. Listeners, call in at 805-830-8320. And here is your hostess, Ms. La Crush Hart.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the conclusion of Sister Soldier Unite, right here on Soul Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart. And oh my goodness, it's been a wild ride today. As you can hear, I'm a little nasal because I'm a little congested because I do have a cold. I don't know. I think I'm getting a fever too, but I had to be here. I had to do the show. I had to end this on the right note. The chat room is open at www.blogtalkradio.com, or you can go to www.phonefantasyradio.com and click on the one. Tonight is the Fan of Her Spotlight on Pamela Wright. She is the author of A Second Chance of Love, and she'll be here the Phone Fantasy Radio to talk a little bit more about her new novel that's out, and we get to learn more about this author, and I feel excited to get to know her and to get to see what she's going to bring to our table this evening. But in the meantime, in between time, this is the Sister Soldier Unite campaign. It is the last Tuesday of the month of March. This was a campaign for Women's History Month, which was month of March. And we have some interesting show topics this month thus far. And I can't wait to do it again next year. Yeah, I think next year will be good, or even maybe in a few months, depending on the feedback that I get from my wonderful, wonderful audience out there. 805-830-8320 is a number to call. And I am going to take a quick, get myself situated, and, we can wait for our guests to go ahead and call in. Big shout out to Mistress Sexy May and Troy D. New York for tuning in and joining me, and Lady C, excuse me, for tuning in and joining me last night on the Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We had a good time listening to the indie music, and it was a good night. It was a good night. So I just want to give a shout out to them. And I got some other news I want to share to you. So we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to finish up. And hopefully our guest of honor will be here.
It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less. We're going to crown all of them right now. My mama, your mama. Your baby's mama's mama's mama. Wife. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to him and say, you are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile. Thank you. And the number to take to carry and birth a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast.
And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
When it's bedroom time.
recognize one when a grown one said, and the grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman, 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 strong woman.
Big shout out to Kitty Pride for being a part of
the Sister Soldier Unite campaign. And then finally, last week, I did a show called Can Women Heal the World? And basically, from Bible through slavery, through wars, you always heard that it's a woman's fault. Women did it. You know, we're going through the suffering because of a woman. And it was just a decent, you know, conversation. Like, okay, if we're destruction of mankind, or we're destruction of the family, of the black family, of any family, the destruction of it, can we also heal it as women? Can we heal it? Can we come together and heal it? So that was a very decent and awesome conversation right there. And now we're at our final footnote, which is the last of the show, called The Fan of Her Spotlight. Right now we have a special guest, Miss Pamela Wright. She is the author of A Second Chance of Love. She's an educator, and she's here with us tonight. Miss Wright, is this you? Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Oh, hello? I'm sorry. Oh, hi. I didn't know that was you. Who am I speaking with?
I was listening. Who
this
are you
is Lee.
Speaking with?
Hi, Lee.
Hey there.
It's Lee, right? I'm right, right?
Yeah. What do you call me?
You don't want to... Oh, my bad. Buddha. You want me to call you Buddha?
You know, put me all out there. Yeah, for my government all over
guest.
The place.
I was waiting for my guest to call it. I thought you was my guest. My fault.
That's weird. I was actually listening to the show.
You was actually listening to the show? Well, I was just going on the history of this month, Sister Soldier Unite campaign. It might be a little late. I mean, it might end a little early because I am sick. And I got tissue stuffed up my nose. And my guest seems to not be showing up right now, so I don't know.
Oh.
It might end a little early. Buddha, wake up.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting like you're waiting.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting here hot. Got to fan myself because I'm sick. So I think I'm coming down with fever now.
Poor baby.
Oh, no.
You have to take medication.
You should make a trip to New York and come pamper me.
Oh, there you go. I make a trip to New York, I'm going to get in trouble.
Huh?
I make a trip to New York, I get in trouble.
I'm going to tell her I'm renting you for the weekend.
Oh, wow. You don't rent me for the weekend.
I'm telling her I'm renting you for the weekend.
All right,
but that's not what the show is about, Buddha. Can't have me fuck with you on the show, Buddha.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. It's not that type of show. But anyway, folks, this is the last show for the Sister Soldier Unite campaign. I guess I have to contact my featured guest for tonight and reschedule because she is not showing up. So, you know, that was it. She was going to be my only thing. I was going to end the show early because I am sick, so I didn't prepare anything else. I was supposed to,
well,
but I was late up today
to
in bed, so I did not prepare for her not showing up. But we was in cahoots in email yesterday, and I reminded them that it was going to be today. So.
But you know what? Things happen. And
yes.
I'm a guy. I don't have knowledge of the Sister Soldier movement. I mean, could you explain it to me? And not from anywhere.
Really,
I know you want to shut it down
really
early, but...
Okay. It was really just a campaign that I was doing, Sister Soldiers Unite, and I wanted to have different guests come in that were female for the Women History Month celebration. It was our contribution for that. I was supposed to do something for Black History Month, but I didn't get a chance to do that. But in the midst of me starting these new shows on Phone Fantasy Radio, I was supposed to do this, and this was my contribution for that. So it's nothing really, you know, special, but it was nothing really, you know, special about it. It was just, you know, us paying tribute to women. You know, we had different conversations. We talked about the woman's right to choose whether she want to have a child or not, and the pressures that go into deciding if you want to have a baby or if you, you know, accidentally get pregnant, if it's unplanned pregnancy, you know, those that decide not to have children, because I'm one of those people that decide not to have children. And
yeah.
We, you know, we covered that. We had a featured guest and authors and models for our first fan of hers, Spotlight. We had a sexologist in training, Miss Kitty Pryde, came in, and she had a conversation about sexuality in women and, you know, different tips and tricks and everything else in between we talked about, you know.
Kind
as
of
far
empowering
as sex
for women.
Huh?
Kind of an empowering movement for women.
Yeah, that's it. We were just trying to, you know, bring us together, empower, support one another, spotlight people. And like I said, if it was successful, it has been successful. This is the only guest that has not showed up, and we did have a little confusion with that, so it's all good.
I would worry too much about it.
We'll get her on the show probably sometime next month or so. Huh?
I said I wouldn't worry too much about it. She probably has a good reason. Something may have happened.
Yeah.
I hope that she's
like
well.
Like I said, it was a lot of confusion in the beginning anyway, so... It's all right. And I got sick anyway, so this gives me an excuse to end the show early and get back in my bed under the covers.
Yeah.
And next week is we're going back to the Honey Suite. It's the first Tuesday of April. And it's parental guidance. There we go. I'm so used to saying it's just a soldier. It's parental guidance next week. I don't think I've come up with a topic just yet for parental guidance. Next week. I'm behind a week. I'm behind a week. So maybe I'll do the talk, you know, the sex talk, the racial talk, you know, different talks you have to have with your children and when and where, you know, parents come together and do that. So,
okay.
So those are the options that I have. Or whatever happened to a village raising a child, you know, takes a village.
Take the
no,
words.
We
I
don't
got you.
Have villages. Huh?
No, we don't.
Yeah. So that might be a topic, too. Whatever happened to the village? Where did the village go?
So many different, there's so many different. That could go many ways.
Yeah, so I think that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the return of the Honey Suite with La Crush Hearts on Fall Fantasy Radio. And y'all can join me tomorrow with the Damo Show. We got Damo and Jay Willa, and they're going to be talking about April Fools, fake pregnancies, and the men who fall for them.
Okay.
That's going to be tomorrow's show.
Okay.
And it just happens
to fall on sitting and listen and support.
Huh?
I said I enjoy sitting there listening and supporting.
Yeah, you do. Even though you stood me up. Mm-hmm.
How did I stood you up?
You did stand me up. You were supposed to be my first in the locker
room. You supposed to have a candlelit dinner or something?
Yep. Right here on Full Fancy Radio. You stood me up.
Did you remind me? Did you call me and remind me?
I tried to call you. You didn't answer your phone. I left messages.
Okay.
I text you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a new number now. I have a new number now. You got it right there? Is that it?
Huh?
You got it?
5451.
Lock it in.
Lock
and I'll be more than willing to do it. Just let me know what day and when. It'll be a pleasure to come in and talk.
We gotta figure it out where to put you at.
I would say something, but today ain't for today. Today ain't the day for that shit.
Yeah, today is not that show.
Sounds like fun.
Huh?
Let's just say it sounds like fun.
Excuse me. Can you say what?
Let's just say it sounds like fun.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna let you get away with that one. So tomorrow it's fake pregnancies of the men who fall for it. April Fool's edition of the Damo Show what would cause a woman to fake a pregnancy? Is it true love or just insanity that you have to go through these situations? And also, if you have been in a situation of a fake pregnancy, you can also call in to share your story with us at 805-830-8320. So that's going down. Excuse me, that's going down tomorrow night on the Dave O Show. And then I'll be hosting again. I'll be taking over the Mistress Sexy Maid live show. She's out of town right now, so I'll be just taking over. But she'll peep in every now and then to make sure I'm doing a good job. And we'll be talking about teasing and pleasing, different sex games that's out there to spice up your love life. So that's for the rest of the week, tomorrow and Thursday. And then we'll start all over again on Monday, on Sunday, in the city.
Sounds good.
So I'm on, you know, since you last talked to me, Buddha, I've added a few more shows to our lineup, as you see.
I see that.
Yeah, so we got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday night. Wednesdays is 9:30, folks, and Sundays are 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's awesome, though. It's awesome. We're having a good time here. Yeah, we're having a good time. That's all.
Well,
fantasy
like
radio
that.
Is once again evolving.
I like that, though.
Yeah, we're shifting. We got a little bit for everybody. We got the relationship show. We got the community show.
Like
we got the commentaries. We got the sexuality shows.
You know, I like those, too.
And, you know, people ask about Full Fantasy Radio and why, like, you know, at the end of the day, Full Fantasy Radio was made by me, created by me, and just like me, it has many different avenues and every different viewpoints. And, you know, we sit back and we contemplate and stuff. So, yeah, even though I flirt, if you will, I talk about sex, you know, but there's also other parts where you want to talk about politics and the community and social issues. And, you know. What'd you say?
But you're a very smart woman, so I understand that, you know, there's different facets to your personality. So I can imagine that you would have different shows for that, cater to them. You forget we talk. So it's not like I don't know better.
Yes. We have talks.
You know,
I miss our talks. You'd be so busy.
Yeah, sometimes, but like right now, like, well, I have my schedule is changing, and it's getting a little bit better. But then in a few, it's gonna get bad. But I'm hoping to be able to include and incorporate some things that are fun, you know. So.
Right. Wink,
but you know me, I'm always trying to focus on trying to make some money some kind of way, so to improve my income. So
yeah, I know about that life. I need to find some other way to improve my income too. I just had to make a posting on my page, and this is a little bit random because this show has just turned into a random variety show. But I had just made a comment on my page about gentlemen, or men rather, asking about your financial situation or how you pay your rent.
Well, I pay my rent.
And I mean, this happens. Like, I understand you ask me what I do, and I give you a vague answer. And you ask me, you know, about my rent situation. I'm like, why are you worried about how I pay my rent?
That can go many different ways.
And it's not like they're just asking you, and like, oh, okay, I understand, and let it go when you give them an answer. Like, I give you an answer, but it wasn't satisfactory enough.
Right.
Basically, that's what it boiled down to. It wasn't satisfactory enough, so they keep pressing the issue.
That kind of sounds like somebody who either wants to try to move in or contemplating, you know, what they're going to pay.
That's what I'm not understanding. I'm like, you ask me how to pay my rent, and then you get an attitude with me when I ask you for money. Like, you just asked me how I pay my rent. And you know what? I need to borrow $1,200. You know, like.
That's why they ask you, like, okay, how much is that rent?
She's not working.
How much am I going to have to kick in?
Right. unless we're in a relationship, that's the thing, we're not in a relationship, or rather, unless you're proposing marriage to me,
right,
or you're going to pay next month, like, you should not ask about it.
Right. I mean, you shouldn't ask about financial issues unless you're willing to assist it, though, you know?
Right. That's what I was saying. I got a roof over my head, I got clothes on my back, and the bills are paid monthly. So I'm not being mean, I'm not being, you know, a bitch about it, but it's really rude, I think, to ask anybody, and it's a turnoff, you know, to ask anybody about their financial situation if you're not going to do anything about it. Like, you press those issues, and it's like, okay, well, I told you how I pay my rent, now what? Are you going to cut me a check now.
Right. Right. You're like, hey, I see, you know what? Let me handle that for you.
Right.
And that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, exactly. Because I just told you I need X, Y, and Z. You didn't offer, so.
Right. Normally, you're asking specific because you want to help. Yeah.
I thought that would be the case.
That's how it should be anyway. That should be the case,
right.
But it's not.
But this should not be a topic of conversation, whether you're a woman or a man.
Right.
I don't think it should be a topic of conversation, not in the first half an hour of meeting somebody.
Oh, not at all.
You know, I understand, you know, you're trying to get to know me and I'm trying to get to know you. First of all, I don't do interrogation. I hate interrogation questions. Like, I want to get to know you better than all you do is ask you questions.
I like that. Interrogations. It's no longer an interview,
like
it's an interrogation.
Right. It's like they ask you question after question after question, but guess what? They're not answering the questions they're asking you.
No, they're not.
So you're not giving me the information that you're seeking. So
right.
I feel like you're interrogating me.
And
this
sometimes it's like, it's how dare you
know
ask me
other.
Those questions?
Huh?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, how dare you ask me those questions, you know?
Right.
The same questions you just got to ask me.
Right. What about you? How do you get your birthday? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Well, share some information about yourself. Like, you know what? I just turned 34 in November, and I'm a Scorpio. What's your sign? That's totally different. Then they be like, what's your sign? Where's your birthday? How tall are you? How short are you? Like, that right there.
What are your
pet peeves? Like, okay,
what you like? What you don't like? Yeah.
Right. It's no longer a conversation.
It becomes
an interrogation, really.
Yeah.
So that's one of the best of things not to do. That's one of the best things not to do. Oh, and I'm sniffling and you coughing. Ooh, pat you on your back. But you're too far away. They're going to delete my account. I just posted a video on it. They're about to delete it.
Wow. What video?
I'm hot and cold at the same time.
You posted a crazy video on your account?
Huh?
You posted some kind of crazy video on your account?
I did.
Okay, I did.
I went to my group. I asked the group guys to post penis because it was Monkey Monday.
Oh, Lord.
Monkey Monday and it was Titty Tuesday.
Right.
So I asked, will it be Willy Wednesday? Right?
Oh, wow.
And the guy who added me to the group tried to come at me. Like, you know, he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, well, you know, I got a lot of pussy on my feet, and I got a lot of titties on my feet. Can I get something up? Like, I like to see penis, too. Like,
oh, Lord.
And he tried
to come for me.
And he tried to come for me, and I'm like, wait a minute, sir, you asked for participation, so why am I only seeing the women participate and not the men?
Right?
I think that makes sense.
And what group is this? Okay, just add me. What group is this? You can add me.
It is a BBW, SSBBW group. They do require participation. And, you know, he asked, and I'm like, you know, a video would be a plus. Oh, I'm no longer in that group. I forgot. I deleted myself from that group.
Okay.
Yeah, I deleted myself from the group. My other account is on there. I don't have that open right now. But yeah, I'm like, you know, it'll be a plus. And so he asked me, well, can you produce what you requested? And I told him off at first, like, no, because it's too hard to be doing pussy shot videos. And, you know, my booty videos, I sell online.
Right.
And, you know, I guess his admins must have thought that I was arguing with him, but I really wasn't. I said, you can't ask me to participate in a group, and then when I'm trying to cuff for my neck, you know what I mean? Like, you're throwing me under the bus. What are you doing, sir? You know, and they deleted me from the group.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, I didn't understand your intention. Like, my intention was to get guys to post as well as females. Like,
right. That should have been obvious.
Right. But, you know, these people get so caught up in their Facebook world. First of all, they need to go ahead and just tip in $5 and get their own social networking so they can post stuff and nobody have to worry about getting the account deleted. But when you can actually charge people to be a member of your group.
To do
but
what?
Nobody ever listens to Crush.
So you
can charge members to, you know, $1 to join your group.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for Facebook.
I done scrolled too far down on
thing.
Your page and got busted in the face.
Huh?
I done scrolled too far. I'm just messing around, scrolling too far down your page and got busted in the face.
You know you did it.
Huh?
No, you did it.
Yeah, I'm blind now.
There you go. So
the man rammer.
Oh, yes.
You want two of those? Really?
I do. I do want
I'm
two
not,
of those.
I'm not going to say no.
It's a turn on, but now I'm scared. I'm scared of it. It was a turn on when I first seen it and I first thought about it, like, oh, I could do it so much with this. It was such a turn on. And then I thought about the aftermath, like, the butt butter scares me now. Like, you have to have goggles. Yeah, so that scared me. I was like, okay. Hey, 917, how you doing?
Hey, I'm in the liquor store. They don't got nothing.
Really? Yeah, really? Charisma is just going to call me on the show and tell me?
And,
Hi, Dr. Lane.
They don't have no exclusive at the liquor store. Yes, y'all. This is my roommate, Charisma. He just called me live on air. She just called me live on air and just told all my business. I can't realize now, because I'm sick, man. He's like, wait, you're about to have a party? Turned up.
I ain't got no invitation.
Huh?
I didn't get
you
no
invitation. You
always
got an invitation. You're just so far away. Just say you get in trouble if you came out here.
Yeah, no.
All they got is the peach, for real.
I get some more ways than one.
All right, well, that's Marsha Bowles. You can do the peach.
Huh?
I said, if you want to do peach, we can do peach.
I don't know. That's all I see.
Maybe they got in the back. You asked them? They don't really don't have none?
Yeah, he looked. No.
Oh, they don't got the regular one either?
Number peach.
That's wack.
I don't know. Hey, you got regular exclusive? Yeah, the big one. No, only peach and the big one.
Oh, man. We going to do the Ciroc again, then?
I don't know. Get some Ciroc shots. Get like two of those boxes?
If you want, you can get two. One, they could chip in and get their own box.
All right, I'm going to
supply.
Look.
We get turned up here on a Tuesday.
Who all on the show? Who all on here?
This is Lee. I mean Buddha.
Hi,
Buddha from Florida.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Are we trying to get all sexy right now?
There you go.
You're saying that for me. Don't give that to everybody that's calling.
There you go. That's just how I feel. I can't help that.
I'm
They say it's worse when I'm just waking up, so I don't know.
Oh,
you sound like you got your little sleepy voice on.
Huh?
I said he sounds like he got his little sleepy voice on.
Uh-huh.
Man, they got
to
go out for $37.45.
He laying down in the bed with his dreads just hanging loose.
Actually, I am, but still.
I know. I know, I get like that. Big shout out to the Mistress Sexy Mae on the Lolo. I see you there, Mistress Sexy Mae.
It was a show you did a long time ago, right? And it just so happened my girl was on the show listening.
Yeah.
Right? And when I got on the show and started talking, here you go.
I do,
right? Sexy ass Buddha, right? You know, after that show, every day
well,
I had
to find some Moscato, girl. I can get to
in a good way, though. It was cute, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like she was mad or nothing. But we called me sexy ass.
And every time
like
she get at you, that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
She reminds you of that.
And you say, don't nobody like you. I'm like, stop playing.
I told her, I'd take you if I wasn't so far away.
All right, man. Heard that in the background. Get in trouble.
Yeah, I gotta get in trouble. Oh, they got a nice big bottle of clear, no?
Oh, jeez, they're trying to kill me now.
Right, I don't
know.
That's fair.
Me either, but I just seen that bottle. I'm going to get these.
Of it. I
hear
you. I
the rock shot.
Yeah, that's something we know. That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, folks.
So did she guess? Show up?
Huh? Nope, she didn't. That's why we're talking freely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not staying on. We got a few minutes. Thanks,
yeah.
Buddha. Thanks, Charisma, for putting all my business out here. Mr. Sexy May, big shout out to you. Hope things are going as good as they can for you. And much respect. And we'll be back here tomorrow, folks, for the Damo Show, April Fool's Day, fake pregnancies or not.
Sound like that's going to be fun.
There's a website dedicated to fake pregnancies, so it's going to be an interesting show.
Yeah.
It really will be an interesting show with Damo, Jay Willa, and myself.
Yeah.
Damo is my new virtual
thing.
Crush, Buddha. Jay Willa is
that's
my new... I mean, not Jay Willa. Damo is my new virtual crush.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I got
yeah, I got internet
now.
Crush on him. He got a pocket around the corner from me. He won't let me. He won't let me hit that. He won't let me beat that.
Oh, wow. Get your ass in no trouble.
I'm going to get somebody in trouble.
You'll hurt somebody, child, huh? Somebody's son will be in trouble.
You
know
want some Amsterdam?
Oh, yeah, get some Amsterdam.
What kind of girl? They got damn coconut. They got wild berry. They got red berry. They got pineapple. Get pineapple.
coconut.
Coconut and pineapple soda. Or pineapple juice.
You want pineapple or coconut?
Coconut.
Coconut.
I forgot.
Okay, let me
coconut.
Get the bottle of Amsterdam. Coconut.
You know what?
I
just got pranked by one of my apps. What's going on, sexy mistress May?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. How you doing?
Good. I'm trying to see what your topic tonight is. I thought it was just
hey,
a tonight.
Hey,
May. Hey, charisma. You know, the first night I had, I thought tonight was Sister Soldier.
It was. It is, but she never showed up.
Well, damn. Well, I just want to say since y'all talking about alcohol, yesterday I had
a
root beer flavor.
I was laid up in the bed. I was laid up in the bed, so I didn't plan for her not showing up, so.
Oh, well, hey.
Just
being a
little free willy-nilly.
Hey, since you're talking about alcohol, I wanted to say last night I had root beer flavored vodka with root beer. And then today I had watermelon sour vodka with I don't know what the fuck it was. And then I had New Mexico Chronic. So I'm good.
New Mexico Chronic?
Yeah, baby.
What's in that?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, you good. Root beer flavored.
Yeah.
Liquor. That's that just sounds nasty.
No, it's probably a brown liquor.
No, it ain't brown, baby.
No?
You know, this is where the Mexicans and the Indian is. They gonna have the good shit now. You know that. Peace pipe.
No. I'm talking about the liquor, baby. The liquor, the root beer liquor.
Oh, what did you say it was? Brown?
It's probably some brown liquor.
Nah, baby, it was a vodka. You know how vodka got that whole thing set up with different flavors? They got birthday cake, this, that, and the other. They have
Yeah? Was it any good?
It was mixed with Mountain Dew. I didn't like it. But today we had watermelon sour.
Mountain Dew?
Well, behind that body to be slapped.
Yeah, so today we got watermelon sour vodka. I just drank it straight.
Yeah.
Ain't making
watermelon
shit,
vodka?
It's called Sours. It's my vodka. They got watermelon sour.
That's nasty.
I like it. I drink it straight.
I don't even eat. The only watermelon I eat is the watermelon. That's it.
I eat watermelon too. I like watermelon.
You put a
then
hole in the watermelon
in the
and put the bottle in there. And let it soak it up.
Got me buzzing. I'm good.
I know that's right. As long as you enjoy it, you like it. Yeah, but that sounds like a nasty drink.
This motherfucker. I got drinks.
So you having fun? Huh?
I know. I done lost my mind over here. Shit, this more drama over here and fucking show with Jerry Springer. I said, I told motherfucker. I started promising motherfuckers I was gonna kill people around here. They don't leave me alone.
Oh shit!
I said, I'm psycho. I'm nuts. It's bad over here.
The one
going crazy.
That is crazy.
You know my situation over here is my dad passing away. And so, you know, I met his new wife and their family. And the one girl.
So he did? He went ahead and passed away?
No, he's still here, thank God. But it's day by day. He on that morphine drip, you know?
Oh,
and so,
my
daughter.
They're not for sure.
No, they for sure he's going, but it's just going to be day by day so that morphine takes him
right,
out.
Right, they just don't know what day, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry, too, but, you know, there's the one female over here acting crazy, and she just don't have to fall in line and be respectful. I've got to rip her motherfucking face off. So let me get drunk.
Get drunk and calm your nerve and be wrong about the situation.
Yeah, because she just steady causing drama. She had my daddy car. And all this other stuff, and then she worrying about me. I'm like, I'm gonna rip your motherfucking face off. You don't be respectful. You don't come over here to my daddy's house and disrespect him. And your own natural mama, I'll rip your face off.
I can't even say nothing.
Hmm?
I can't even say nothing to that.
Yeah. I won't go back to New York already now.
It's hard to be a bigger person.
No, I love everybody here, but sometimes it's hard. You know, I'll get a good cry out.
So you need a good cry out?
Yeah.
then you should do it.
I don't know, strangers.
No. Go to a room somewhere, get you a nice plush pillow, scream into it.
Oh, man. I'm going to scream
into
it.
Get you a nice fat plush pillow and scream into it.
Oh, that's right.
Release some of that. Just don't bother
right
it up. That's the worst thing you can do. Keep it in.
New Mexico Kush. That's just the shit. I'm trying to figure out how to take an Amtrak back home so I can bring some back with me.
Why don't you take a detour to Florida and then go back up that way?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that direction. I don't even know. All I know is I'm in New Mexico. I don't know what direction where.
So how long are you going to be out there? You don't know just yet?
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I get to take over her show Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, she's gonna be on my show tomorrow. But Charisma,
Thursday,
I told her,
Charisma.
I said I'm crashing her, crashing my show, crashing me. So I'm crashing her. And y'all tune in too, cause she thinks she's gonna do a good show. Let's support her, and blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna crash in and see how she do.
Nice.
I know I ain't gotta say nothing, but it's her show. But I'm still gonna have fun. We still gonna have fun and all tease her. We all tease her and call her in tomorrow. What's the topic tomorrow?
Okay.
I'm gonna research tonight on Google and give you some good hard questions for you tomorrow. So what's the topic?
Tomorrow is safe pregnancies.
Tomorrow,
research that shit. Either it is or she make a thing about fake pregnancy. That's like some teenage shit, though. I ain't never going to fake pregnancy nobody. Shit, either I got your baby or I don't.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised how many grown women
do it. Is that even for my age group
of
audience? Like, that ain't even for my age group of audience. That's like for some teenagers or something.
No,
like
grown folks do it.
You'd be surprised, man.
Grown folks do it. Grown women do it to keep relationships.
They got a website dedicated to it. You know?
They do it.
I ain't trying to fake baby nobody shit.
Keep a husband.
Yeah.
Keep a boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm 43 years old. I know there ain't no baby going to keep no man if he don't want to be kept. Shit.
I know. Maybe
on over the next one.
Hopefully get pregnant within that few little faces of time.
That's like some shit in the 70s, though, when girls used to be pregnant up my butt. Fuck that.
They still do it.
I'll be filthy mouthed about skinky assholes. I wish someone would call in, one of them hoes calling in about trying to fake. How you gonna fake somebody, baby daddy? What the fuck?
Let me tell you, they got a website. They're selling pee off of Craigslist.
Like,
it's official. It's not just the teenagers doing this.
Like my husband say, who is these people? Who are these people? They need to call in so I can shake their ass on the phone. What the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? Backward asshole, what you gonna do? End up going on welfare? Shit.
I don't know.
You could always say.
Well, you know, it's not all her fault because she must have gave her some type of hope.
He said,
you know, they, guys, they want the new, they tell you everything that they think you want to hear. So, you know, they try to get that new life, and so they tell you everything they want to hear. And then when the okie don't come.
That's they bad. That's they lesson in life.
You know what? A female would say, like, a dude gave her hope and all that. A lot of times we don't give women that much hope.
I think sometimes women tend to put on more than they want. They want that. And they put the extra
exactly.
on it. Like, be real, baby. Be real. Is this you? Is you just a booty call?
Hey, how you doing? She got us married with kids.
That's too much. That's too much talking at once.
My bad. Go ahead.
I said, do you know how many times I met a broad, had dinner, got to know in the day's period, and at the end of the date, or well, by the next day, she done got us married with kids?
What?
You know,
oh,
we had
no.
kids. Shit, you know, we get married. You know, we was married. Okay. Man. On the first and second day. So, I mean, it can happen.
What could happen?
It's a certain level of instability.
I think personally, this is just my sawed off opinion. If a female got a fake pregnancy or whatever the hell they call that shit, that's an insecure bitch. She need to take a rammer up her ass.
That's that Christian.
That's just my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. Don't mean hella beans, but I'm just saying.
All right, well, you know, tomorrow's the show, the Damo Show live. Y'all can call in and give us your opinion live on air. We got our own Damo and Jay Willa and myself.
I'm going to call in and be bitter.
And be who?
You heard me?
What you said?
I'm going to call in and be bitter.
And be bitter? Okay.
I'm going to be the bitter dude.
Me too. I'm going to call tomorrow and be difficult with you. I like giving a bad time. Especially since Crush is all sprung on his ass. I'm going to fuck with him just so she could go off on me. And I'll get my panties wet fucking with him so she can get mad. Oh, yeah, I'll get excited about that one. Woo, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Hell no.
I'm going to fuck with Damo, Crush. You going to whoop my ass? Come on, baby. Come on. Like you ain't answered. I'll wrestle your ass. I'll take your big titty ass and knock you to the ground. Come on, baby. Let's go. Uh-huh.
That's the good.
Put that
watermelon
sour down.
I'll beat you with your own titty.
That's the liquor in that Chris talker. Like, I don't need to be this damn high, baby.
Yeah, I got a lot of aggression built up. I'm ready to wrestle. I
can hear
it. Let's go.
I can hear it. You know?
I'm going to fuck with Damo.
Come on.
No, it's because she likes Damo. That's all right. I'm going to get her.
Redirect those angry feelings.
Wouldn't you pay to see that, though? Me pinning her down the ground and beating her with her own titty? That's money right there.
Well, two women fighting naked is always something I like to see, but still.
Yeah, see?
That's how I like it in a special,
baby. Huh?
You talk about this. That sounds like an event special.
Yeah, pay-per-view, baby.
Right,
pay-per-view.
A pay-per-view virtual event. So food
right. 10 rounds. See who survives.
That's a warehouse. You got to find us a warehouse.
They're like breasts everywhere.
We can make every round different. One could be with what do you call them things? Boxing gloves, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Boxing gloves.
Yeah.
We got a wrestling pool.
Big old
milk.
Ring that's sunken with oil.
Well, you're getting all freaky dicky with it. I'm talking about the
vision, right? I want to say put in or something like that. I'm edible, you know.
I'll throw it in her eye.
Syrup.
I'll make her mad. Yeah. I'll put it in her hair. You should whip my ass if I put it in her hair. Watch. you have black women who got hair. I'm like, ooh, I'll put putting all up in your hair, baby. You hear what I said, Crush? You hear what I said?
What you
say? I said, you know how black women are about their hair? I'm going to put a whole bunch of pudding in your hair so you can whoop my ass.
You're
like, oh, no, you didn't put it in my African women.
Your Honor, it started off as a game. And then she got my hair, y'all.
Huh. Like, oh, no, Mr. Sexy Made It. Not fuck with my Remy. Oh, hell no.
Not the Remy, girl. Not the Remy.
That's going to get me excited. Woohoo, yeah.
Look, I have to buy me a wig with body paint. You can fuck the wig up. Not the Remy.
Ooh. Hey, you know,
yeah,
I just got that honky hair, so you can mess up my hair. I've got to just wash it.
Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Full Fantasy Radio. This is the conclusion of Sister Soldier Unite. I'm not going to do a full show tonight. I'm going to go back and drink so I can knock this call out.
Oh, come
out
on. I was just starting to have fun. Damn. It's breaking attention over
here.
I'll
call you on a three-way? What happened on the three-way? I'll call you on the phone. This show is being recorded, remember? So we got to go to
the archive. Like everything I do is recorded.
She's not lying either. All right, go to
yeah, I'm recording.
I
had to think about it. Recording sound like evidence.
The demo show, fake pregnancies. I'm going to pull one out for you, May, and pull one out for you, Buddha. And we're going to have a good time on y'all expense.
I don't like to see what pull out. Oh, never mind.
Really?
Look, bye.
Okay,
play one last song and, you know, we out.
Yeah, I got me on recording and the feds listening.
Buddha, I'm going to call you. You're going to answer your phone?
Yeah, I'm going to answer.
Yeah, all right. Bye, everyone. See you later.
All right, y'all have a good one.